a 10% tariff on a few different products. For beef specifically, it's on prepared products and preserved products. So last year under those two tariff lines, we sold about $170 million worth just in those products. When you look at our overall sales, we're around $800 million. While that's a small part, it's still a very significant part of what we sold. And that covers everything from beef jerky to meat you'll find in other prepared meals. So, you know, it's a tough situation for us. 10% is not a lot. But when you consider the fact that the exchange rate of the U.S. dollar versus the Canadian dollar, our exports are much more expensive because the dollar is much stronger. That's just basic economics. When our product becomes more expensive, we become less competitive. Now there's essentially a 10% markup on the importers of our product. You know, so while it may be some short-term victories for steel and aluminum industry, and we hope that that's the case, yeah, unfortunately, it's the beef producers and the bourbon distillers that are going to face a big part of the retaliation there.
And, of course, a larger 25% tariff was just imposed by China on many U.S. products, including beef. Backus knows that will be a major impact, too.
Well, you know, we're just starting to make the inroads into the grain-finished beef market, and that's a very small market in comparison to the other beef that they import. But countries like Australia and Canada have already started building that demand, and we're essentially trying to take their market share away from them. And we were doing a pretty good job at it. We have a very good product. It was very competitive. We're a little more expensive just because of the cost of production. But, you know, when you look at all of this, you know, we were growing at a steady pace. We went from zero to 30 million in just 6 months. Now, keep in mind, the whole reason why this situation is moving forward anyway is because the U.S. is finally holding China accountable on intellectual property. And so we're looking at tariffs on $34 billion worth of products, another $16 billion to be announced later this year. But in this first round of retaliation, beef is on China's list. So keep in mind, this is a tariff on importers, which means there's no incentive to buy a product that's going to be marked up almost 50% when you look at all the tariff rates that will be in there. There's no incentive to buy that product and source it anymore when you can get it for much less cheaper from other places. That doesn't mean the quality and the quantity is going to be as readily available, but why would you risk it? And we've already seen a couple of shiploads of beef turned around before these tariffs have even gone into place. So there are real-world implications for U.S. exports with all of this trade policy. And so, you know, we have asked the administration to really focus on trying to open these markets, to focus their efforts there. We don't know what the long-term plan on this is. It looks like escalation would be, you know, it is possible. And the way things have been trending lately, it's probably going to continue to go that way. And that means that more U.S. products will be targeted for retaliation. So this is a very important time for us.